This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of police, hundreds of troops, and an army of officials have made final preparations for the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The day before the late monarch is laid to rest, dignitaries from around the world, including President Joe Biden, are arriving in London. The funeral is expected to be a spectacular display of national mourning that will also be the biggest gathering of world leaders for years. Around 500 royals, heads of state, and heads of government from around the globe have been invited. Meanwhile, thousands of people continued to line up to see the Queen's coffin as they braved the chilly nighttime temperature in London. Karen Chamas, London.
People across Britain will also pause Sunday evening for a nationwide minute of silence to remember the Queen, who died September 8th after 70 years on the throne. Monday has been declared a public holiday, and the funeral will be broadcast to a huge television audience worldwide and screened to crowds in parks and public spaces across the country. Police officers from around the country will be on duty as part of the biggest one-day policing operation in London's history. Prosecutors in an area of Ukraine where Russian forces recently retreated in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive are accusing Russia of torturing civilians in one village that was recently freed. In an online statement, prosecutors in the Kharkiv region said they found a basement where Russian forces allegedly tortured prisoners in a village near the border with Russia. Ukrainian officials are accusing them of using radio telephones to electrocute prisoners. This is VOA News. A government-allied Somali militia killed at least 45 Al-Shabaab fighters and beheaded some of them, three witnesses said on Sunday, as citizens in central regions of the country increasingly take up arms against the insurgents. The beheadings on Saturday followed a battle in a region where there have been significant fighting this month between Al-Shabaab and newly expanded militias allied with the federal government. Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group, has been fighting Somalia's weak central government since 2006. Somalia's been in a civil war since 1991, when clan-based warlords overthrew a dictator, then turned on each other. Africa's most industrialized economy, South Africa, is again facing sweeping power cuts caused by failures at aging and poorly maintained infrastructure, the nationalized utility company said Sunday. State-owned Eskom announced, quote, a huge stage of load shedding this week, using language for planned outages. On an 8-notch scale of rolling blackouts, the country has reached the 6th critical stage. Residents and businesses will face several outages of several hours daily. Level 6 was seen in June in the middle of the southern winter amid an increase in energy consumption and pressure on production. After years of mismanagement and corruption, the public company is unable to produce enough energy for the country, which is regularly plunged into darkness. A strong earthquake has shaken much of Taiwan, killing one person and injuring nine. A three-story building was toppled, but all four people trapped inside were rescued. The magnitude 6.8 quake on Sunday also stranded about 400 tourists on a mountainside and knocked part of a passenger train off its tracks. It was the largest earthquake that rattled the island's southeastern coast since Saturday evening, when a 6.4 quake struck the same area. Over 7,000 households lost power. Recapping our top story, thousands of police, hundreds of troops, and an army of officials in Britain are making final preparations for the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. The funeral Monday will be a spectacular display of national mourning and the biggest gathering of world leaders for years. U.S. President Joe Biden and other leaders are arriving in London for the funeral. Thousands of people continue to line up Sunday to file past the Queen's coffin as it lies in state at Parliament's Westminster Hall. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.